Hallelujah. Just praise and worship the Lord. Praise and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise and worship the Lord. The Lord God of hosts lives in the praises of his people. Praise and worship the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, just show me someone here had death right at their door. Death was right at their door 3 nights ago. Hallelujah. Death came at 3 a.m. 3 nights ago. But that, I don't know who that person is, but I know they know. If they seek the Lord, death will not come back till the time they will serve him. They will serve him. Can't say what it was. Can't say why. 3 nights, 3 a.m., death knocked on the door. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Tonight seems like the Lord has had me teaching some things. Teaching some things that need to be known. There's been another lie in the church. It's been a lie that Satan has used to defeat God's people. This lie that says that if you're a Christian, you can't have a demonic spirit. It's a lie. When you look up the word possessed, there are two definitions for possessed. One is ownership according to the law. A Christian cannot be owned by the devil. Amen. But I'll tell you what, the devil can come and demonize and attack a Christian. And even attach itself to that Christian. Just like this land here. Brother George owns this land, but we possess it with his tent. We're here by his permission. Amen. But he could throw us off if he wanted to. Now, if Christians don't realize that devils can come in and attack their flesh and attack their mind, if they don't realize this, then they go on thinking they're defeated and they have no help. And the pastors and the preachers and the evangelists, all they can do is say, well, you got to pray harder, and well, you got to fast. Well, bless God. Sometimes you need more than that. God didn't give deliverance to the church for the church not to use it. He gave it to the church to use because the church needs it. Because this flesh can get attacked. Can't attack, can't own your spirit. Hallelujah. And if you give your heart to Jesus Christ, can't own your mind. But Satan can oppress you. Oppress you. And the worst thing a Christian can do is allow pride to keep them from seeking God's help and seeking help of the brothership and the brotherhood of the Lord. God is delivering his people these days. He's delivering his people and he's healing them. In these meetings, I want to show you a thing. In these meetings, you don't even have to wait to be prayed for. The Lord showed me when people come in these meetings, they raise their hands, they praise God, they seek him, he will heal them. He will deliver them. Don't even have to lay hands on them anymore. Used to have to lay hands on people and pray for hours. Pray for hours. The other day after a meeting, we were having an after meeting. See, you guys go home, we have another meeting. The gospel team here, we have another meeting. Last night, some of us went till after 7 o'clock in the morning. We were still up at sunrise. Praise the Lord. All right. Anyway, one night after the meeting, some of us got together, and Doris Gruner was there, and I was trying to talk to her, and she said, "What?" And I said, She said, "What?" And I said, She said, "What?" I got mad. I turned around. I said, "I hope you don't mind, but I'm tired of asking you to, telling you the same thing over and over." I walked over there, and I said, "Healing, ears, be healed. Devil, come out in the name of Jesus. Poof." And she could hear. Sometimes you just got to get mad. Sometimes you just got to get mad at the devil. You got to. I mean, you got a choice. You going to get mad at God? Stinks to be you if you do. Amen. Pop-Tart in hell. I don't know who came up with that one, but I like it. I don't know who it was, but I like it. It said, if you come against God, you'll be a Pop-Tart in hell. I can imagine that. Slightly overcooked, even. Running all over the place. But I'll tell you what. My God is a mighty God, and He is a loving God. He is a good God. And He understands where we're coming from. He understands us. He has been touched with everything we could ever be touched with. And He defeated it. He defeated it. Hallelujah. All you do is lift Him up and put Him above you. Look on Him in faith. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Everything, anything. I was in a Pentecostal church one time, and I was preaching, and I was under the fire, and I was excited, and I was running around, and I was shouting, and they were all excited, and I said, "All whores are going to hell." And they said, "Amen. All drunkards are going to hell. Amen. All cigarette smokers are going to hell. Amen. All you old ladies out there worried about paying your bills are going to hell. Amen." That stopped them real quick. Stopped them right in their tracks. I said, "Wait a minute, how come you're not amening that? I mean, my Bible says that being wringing your hands and worrying about money is just, you're just as guilty as a hooker. Just as guilty as the old drunker." Oh boy, that hits some of us, doesn't it? It's easy to look at that one over there and say you're a sinner, but man, when it hits home. I don't like it when it hits home. I don't like them boomerang services. You know, God throws that boomerang out and you're just feeling real good, man. And I remember one night I was preaching a sermon. It was going real good. I just praised God. I felt the Holy Ghost all over me, and I'm just nailing these people, feeling so good about it. And He turned right around and said, "You're guilty, you dummy." Talking to me. I couldn't believe it. How could I be guilty? He showed me. He showed me. Don't you know, we can be so stupid sometimes. I remember when, you know, those Pharisee people. Pharisees, Sadducees, you know, First Baptist Church. No. The Pharisees, back in the days of Jesus. They coming over here giving Jesus a hard time, and He said, "It is written in your law, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, he that lusteth after a woman, lusteth in his heart after a woman, or lusteth after a woman, has already in his heart committed adultery." Close, that's close. It's paraphrased a little bit. But the bottom line was he was trying to tell those Pharisees was, look, you're out here stoning these adulterers, and you're just as guilty as they are. Because thinking it is bad as doing it. And the church is going to get it right. Holiness. I was talking to a man today. I said, "God's calling us to be holy." He said, "Amen." I said, "God's calling us to be holy." He said, "You're right." And I said, "But you don't know what holy means. Holy is being totally forgot. Period. Separated out of the world and totally set apart to God. We Pentecostals, we use the word holiness, we use righteousness, we use sanctification, and we throw them all in a bucket and we spin them around and spit out whatever we feel like. All the things to mean the same thing. Sanctification is a process. Sanctification is not a state of being, it's a state of process. It's getting from point A to point B. It's what God does to you to get you over here. Righteousness is where you start. Sanctification is the process to get to that place there. There's righteousness. Here's holiness. And the process of bringing the two together is sanctification.
Amen.
Amen. And some people it takes a day, some people it takes a year, some people it takes 20 years, but the grace of God makes up the difference until the job is done.
Amen.
Until that job is done, the grace of God covers them. When Balaam went out there and tried to curse Israel, God took him above the cloud and said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see tents of righteousness and holy people." He was looking through the clouds. And all he could see is tents of righteousness and a holy people. Underneath the cloud, he saw some of the sorriest people you'd ever want to look at in your life. But through the cloud, they were perfect. And that cloud is the grace of God that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. It is that grace that God puts on us. When he looks at us, he looks at us through the cloud. And he sees righteousness and he sees holiness. And I look at some of us and I say, "Bless God, I'm sure glad he does." I am sure glad he does. Now, the Lord is pouring out gifts this week. He's pouring out gifts tonight. We ain't done. He's going to be pouring out gifts. He's going to be pouring out gifts of healing, gifts of tongues, gifts of interpretation of tongues, gifts of prophecy. He's going to be pouring out discernment, gifts of discernment, gifts of wisdom, knowledge. Because if you're going to work for God, you got to have the tools of God.
Amen.
If you're going to work for God, you got to have the tools for God. But I want to tell you right now, God's not going to make anybody take it. Not going to knock you down and make you take it. You want it, it's there. This is God's department store of faith. And it's free. Now, if anybody doesn't have enough faith, that's all right. You can borrow some. You can borrow some. If anybody lacks faith, they can borrow some. I've got some extra faith. These people up here have some extra faith, and there's some scattered around here. I'm sure Sister's got some faith she'll loan somebody. There's plenty of faith here for everybody. Amen. Plenty of it. In fact, if all of you didn't believe, there'd still be enough faith. Because I got enough. I wouldn't be looking at you right now if I didn't have faith. God healed my eyes. I had a burned retina. Retinas don't heal themselves. God replaced my retina with a new one. Amen. I had hypoglycemia. I had a busted back. I had colitis. I had ulcers. Chronic bronchitis. He healed it. Took it all. Praise God. I said, "Lord, why don't you get rid of these glasses? Give me new lenses, Lord." He said, "When you get your act together, I might." Believe it or not, we are all prone to get a little carried away with ourselves. We're all prone to get a little carried away with ourselves. So, I praise God he loves me enough to just make me remember he's up there, I'm down here. Remember last night, Jeremiah? Go out and preach. Don't worry about the people. Be bold. I won't let them touch you. He goes out and preach. They beat him up, throw him in a hole. Jeremiah's down the hole whining and crying. "God, you're not fair." God said, "What's fair? I'm up here, you're down there." It works. What was it Jeremiah said to God? "God, your help is as like a seasonal mountain brook, sometimes a flood, sometimes dry as a bone? What did God say? Stop this foolishness and talk some sense. Only if you believe on me and trust me and continue to do the things that I tell you to do will you be my prophet. God wants 100% obedience. 100% faith. And that's what these meetings are for, is to teach you how to develop your faith. You've got faith. You've got faith. But your faith is like this sawdust. See? You take a rock. You take that rock of King Jesus. He gives you faith like that rock. But if you powder it down and you put a little bit over here in your school, put a little bit over here in your mama, a little bit more in your daddy, a little bit more in brother, a little bit more in sister, a little bit more in denomination, a little bit more over here, a little bit more over there, pretty soon that is nothing but dust. And you try to throw that faith and you're not even going to get a little sprinkling in the water. But God said, look, start taking your faith back. Start taking your faith back. Take your faith off the government. Take your faith off of Social Security. Take your faith off of the government. Take your faith off your mother. Take your faith off your father. Take your faith off your brother. Take it off your sister. Take it off the school board. Take it off this. Take it off that. Take it off the other and put it on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ever notice how Satan lies to us? You ever notice how Satan lies to us? He, from little children, we learn, believe only half of what you see and nothing of what you hear. From little children, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. Isn't that what we're taught? And yet the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. You're not going to get faith unless you hear the Word of God. That's why I get up here and I speak. I take God's Word as He gives it to me and I speak it to you. It's not my speaking, it's His speaking. Some will say, boy, that's presumptuous. Well, praise God. You do a better job, you get up here. I'll be glad to sit out there. I don't mind a bit. I remember years ago, I was standing in, I had a church, the Lord had me build up a church. I was learning, I didn't know anything, I was stupid. Had about 300 people in the congregation. I used to put out the little bulletins and had my little sermons all set up. Got up in the pulpit one day, and just ready to start my little sermonette, and the Lord said, tear it up. What? Tear it up. But Lord, I won't know what to say. He said, you tell them what I want you to say. They don't need to hear what you got to say. They need to hear what I got to say.
Amen.
Now, this is my 20th straight preaching night. Do you think I can make up 20 days of remembrance and all that? No way. No way. Pour it in, Lord. Let me pour it out. That's the whole thing. That's the power of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Another thing Satan tells us. Another thing Satan tells us. You can't be right and the whole world wrong. Tell it to Noah. Tell it to Jeremiah. Tell it to Ezekiel. Tell it to Jesus.
Amen.
Tell it to John the Revelator. Amen. Let me show you another lie of the devil. See, the devil takes things that sound good and screws them up. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. Now that's Scripture. That's Scripture. But the devil then adds to that Scripture. He adds to it. And he says, you got to have a board that's going to be your protector. You got to have a board of elders so that they can protect you and you've got somebody over you. They're your counselors. Well, that's mighty good, but if your counselors aren't of God, what good are they? What good are they? I mean, people had a problem with me. My mother used to have a problem with me. She said, "Davey, you got to have somebody. You got to have a board over you. You got to have a board over you." I finally gave in and I said, "All right, you guys be a board. Praise God." And then it finally came one day. The Lord said, "You go here," and they said no, and I said, "Bye bye." I said, "Bye bye." And God blessed me, and God multiplied me, and God made us a minister and did great works and wonders and eventually got me up here. And I know that I'm here because God sent me. And they're still sitting back there, and they're no further today than they were 10 years ago. No further today in the Lord than they were 10 years ago. In fact, they're further behind. Further behind. One of them died of cancer. One of them died of cancer of the throat. Lord told me, say unto that man, said, go say to him, wilt thou be healed or wilt thou die? Wilt thou be healed or wilt thou die? For thy pride has hurt thee, and thy false judgment has condemned thee. That is why this thing has come upon you. Repent and be healed. And the man said, who do you think you are to tell me that? I said, I'm nobody. Bye-bye. That cancer that should have taken 2 years to kill him, according to the doctors, took 3 weeks. He was gone. Took him right out. Took him right out. Took him right out. How many people know that cancer is not a sickness? It's a demon. It is a demon. And it can be got rid of. It can be got rid of. It's a demonic spirit, and it can be got rid of. One of the things Satan tells us as we grow up, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say nothing at all. Heard that all my life. Heard it all my life. Well, what's good? The truth is good. And I agree with that. If you can't tell the truth, shut up. Amen? If you can't tell the truth, shut up. But don't flatter people to make them feel good so they'll like you. Tell them the truth so they'll love Jesus. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Going back over there. With that thing I was talking about. About this. I don't know how to say it. God help me. I don't know how to say it. Well, I guess I won't say it. Bless the Lord. Lord took it away from me. Took it away from me. Let's play a song. Praise the Lord.
He is here,
and he wants to work among us. He is here, he is here, as we gather in his name. He is here, he is here, and he wants to work a wonder. He is here, he is here, as we gather in his name. He is here, he is here, and he wants to walk among us. He is here, he is here, as we gather in his name. He is here, he is here, and he wants to work a wonder. He is here, he is here, as we gather in his name. We're singing that song, I realize. Boy, Satan is mad. He is coming against us with everything he's got. But we're going to break it because Jesus is here. Jesus is here because where two or more are gathered in his name, he is there in the midst. But he is here. He is here, he is here, and he wants to work among us. He is here, he is here, as we gather in his name. He is here, he is here, as we want to work a wonder. He is here, he is here, as we gather in his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all be seated. Praise God. Hey, Satan is coming against this town. He is coming against this town. I have been under attack this whole meeting. This entire meeting, I've been under an attack. Been under it, and fighting it. Just like a shell coming down. But you know what? We break Satan's. We tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. And nothing can harm us because we go by faith. We believe by faith. We walk by faith. We preach by faith. We eat by faith. We drink by faith. We greet one another by faith. We're here. We are here to break the power of Satan over this town. Some of you came to receive for yourself, and bless God, you should receive for yourself. You come here wanting anything, you get it. Bless God, that's my prayer. You get it. I don't care what it is. I don't care. I've seen power of God to grow legs out. That's the power of the living God. I've seen him take deformed limbs and straighten them. That's my Jesus. So I don't have a problem with faith for God to heal. I don't have a problem with faith for God to deliver. I don't have a problem for faith on that. I don't even have a problem with believing God to preach. What I do have a problem with is believers believing. There's nothing worse than someone says, I believe in Jesus and I believe in the Bible and don't believe a thing.